So this sefer, many parts of it are the are yesodis of the Ramchal that are a little bit towards like hidden yesodis, but he writes it in language it's a little more clear. And a lot of times he means a lot deeper stuff than what he's saying, but that's why in this sefer they put it together with the klalim, because Reb Chaim Friedlander tried to like make a shiluv between what he says here and what he says in the klalim. But the yesod of Das Tmunois is a conversation between what he calls the neshama and the seichel, and essentially it's a conversation trying to understand the tachlis of the bria, but not so much the tachlis of the bria, only like what we're supposed to do. Meaning the Mesillas Yesharim that Ramchal writes is what's the tachlis of the bria for us? Much more about us. What are we supposed to do? When he breaks it down in steps, what we're how we are supposed to accomplish our mission. This is much broader. It's what's the purpose of the world from the perspective of the world. What is the world's, what is Hashem's goal for the world? Not, well, what's your avodah? And once you know what the goal for the world is, then you know how to behave in the world and what and how to understand things that are going on. But it's why did Hashem create the world, and what is the goal that Hashem has for the world?
You know, we say the concept of like the world as the reason shameless.
That concept. Right? That Mashiach is going to come when the world reaches its shlemus. What is the shlemus of the world? How do we know the world's going to reach it? Why does Hashem care about that? And then in the process, he discusses what's the shirish of Ra? Where does evil come from? Does Hashem create the evil, or does he just give room for evil to start? And et cetera, et cetera. So just two yesodos before we start. One yesod is what we mentioned. We mentioned it, I think, in well, I think we mentioned it last month in the Midah of Emes. I think in that Midah, we mentioned this concept. And the concept is basically that the world is automatically going somewhere. And no matter what, there's bechira, we have free will, but our free will, and it's not limited, your free will, but ultimately there are things that will not change based on our free will. There are things that are going to happen regardless of our free will. Right? The direction of the world is going to happen no matter what. So, like we said it, and maybe that's the whole message of Megillas Rus, we were busy explaining that Mashiach was going to be born from this story, right? But the question is, each individual had a bechira, what role were they going to play in that story, right? So, and the bigger picture, this is the answer to the age-old question that there's a stira between yediyah and bechira. Yediyah means Hashem knows. Yediyah means Hashem knows everything that's going to happen. So what does the Rambam say? It's a famous question. If Hashem knows everything's going to happen, so where's my room for free will? Hashem already knows it's going to happen. So some people say it's not really shver. He knows, but you could choose, but he knows what you're going to choose, whatever. It's a very hard subject for those that care about thinking about it. Even though Rambam says there's not much value in thinking about it, which the Ravid says, if there's not much value in thinking about it, why are you bothering to write about it?
Yeah.
So, like, raising the question, then say, don't bother, and then, like, leave me hanging. What's the point? So, but the way that in the Sefer Das Tevunas he deals with it is that there are two simultaneous tracks that the world is going on. There's a track of the Olam HaYediyah and the track of the Olam HaBechira. And they're two separate things. The Olam HaYediyah means this is going to happen. There's the end result of where Hashem is taking the planet. And Bechira doesn't play a role in that. And then there's Olam HaBechira, which is a different track, which is every person's struggles and all their challenges, and you're 100% responsible for everything that's going to happen. But that doesn't mean, right, that I'm not going to end up getting to where I want to get to. You ever played that game with your kids in the car that they tell you where to go, make a right, make a left, whatever. Anyway, it's such a mistake like that. Right? But somehow you always end up back home. Right? Because at the end of the what?
I don't know if anyone's ever played the game today.
Not
like much of
that. Yes. The part is that Lysa, there's Bechira within each decision, but the overall picture is the idea of Hashem. And Hashem's idea of what the planet is going to look like at the end of the day. And that's going to happen, and the world will reach its tikkun. The world will reach its ultimate perfection in the way it's supposed to look.
We're not controlling the world, we control yourself.
Right. And each of our decisions affects the world, but if it's going to affect the world a certain way, Hashem will balance it back with a different system. So, and that's why global, very, very, very global things are very beyond our Bechira. One may even argue that getting too involved in elections, who's going to win, who's going to lose, is really a shtickle pointless. Because it's not about a small little thing. People, Lishi, tell some of the people that say that this is an existential election, and if this one wins, then you know Israel's. Lishi tells her that it's that important. It doesn't matter. Because if you're saying that based on who wins, the entire future of Klal Yisrael's in the, you know, in the at stake, then Ikufa can't be that the future of Klal Yisrael depends on this guy that wins. So therefore, it really doesn't matter. So you have to do your shtadlus and vayter. But there's no really, really, really such a big issue is less important than small issue. Because it means that it's touching on the Olam HaYedia. And therefore it's touching on the path, ultimate path of the world. And that path of the world cannot be shepherded with. That's why I heard from Akiva Tatz one time that he said that what's it called? That Leib Malachim Visarim Biyad Hashem. That a melech does not have his own bechira to do things. I mean, he has his own bechira in his own life, but he doesn't have bechira on how to affect the nation, because the nation is already a broader thing. That's in the world of Yedia. It's not up to him. So a person becomes the president of the United States of America, is what he said. They think they just became the most powerful person in the world. In reality, they're the weakest person in the world because they can't do anything. They can only do that which Hashem tells them to do. So they gained no power whatsoever. As a matter of fact, they lost power. Right? But that's the concept of the Olam HaYedia versus Olam HaBechira. So that's one musig that is over and over again in Das Tzimtzum. This concept that the world is reaching its goal, we are doing our thing, and they're both happening, and it's not a scare. That's number one. Number two is that the he's going to explain very soon, early on in the Sefer, and then he goes with that, you know. But this is what you said you have to remember from the whole Sefer, and we'll see it throughout. But the main yisoid of the Sefer Das Tzimtzum is that if there's a certain midah that Hashem wanted us to be exposed to, so our job is to find it in the Bria, So what's the main midah of Hashem that exists in the Bria? But Hashem didn't want to make it obvious because then we have no job to find it. And our job is to find it in the Bria. And when it's found in the Bria, when it's found in the world, that means the world reached its tachlis. So maybe it's the chesed of Hashem. Okay? I mean, it's the kindness. It's the. So he says that the midah, the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to find in the Bria, and when that midah is clarified, the world reaches tachlis, is achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem is a deep concept, but basically Achdus Hashem means that there's nothing else in the world other than Hashem. Yeah. So the Achdus Hashem really means that we see that everything is Hashem. So when does the world come to its tachlis? Goof, when you realize that it doesn't exist. The point of the world was created so that you could realize that it doesn't exist. I'll leave you with that. Think about that one. The main reason the world was created was Gufa, so that we could see through it and realize it doesn't exist. And the minute that we can come to the realization that the world doesn't exist, the world reached its tachlis. That was the tachlis. I was created so that you could see that I'm not here. Oh, now that you see that I'm not here, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah, who's not here then?
The world.
The world.
Once the world.
That we're not here.
Well, that's already in Nefesh HaChaim Shaar Gimel. We're not here. We are here. Whatever. But we're supposed to think we're here, but know that we're not. We're supposed to pretend we are. Anyway, so the tachlis of the world is to be megala the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you can megala the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the world reaches your creation. So in other words, the world was created to be defeated, kind of. Okay, that's the beginning of the introduction.
If you look back and like,
we scared anybody off, or we're still all here? Deep stuff, man.
Still all here, but great stuff.
Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue.
You never make it easy, do you?
It'll be no fun.
Are we on for tomorrow?
Yeah, Be'ez Hashem. You're around?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Oh, okay, good. Fine. So tomorrow means Hashem, yeah.
Okay, Shkaya.
Okay, great. Thank you.